I talk about theorists, I talk about practitioners. A theorist is a person who reads a book, doesn't do it, reads a book, learns about something, and then talks about it. A practitioner is myself. A practitioner is a person like me. I wanted to be an expert in the mind, a mental toughness guy, beyond mental toughness. The only way to do that in my eyes is to put yourself in hell. Put it in hell repeatedly. Repeatedly put yourself in hell and study how you process it. And that's how I was able to come up with all these different ways, all these different tools to slow the mind down in hell. Because the mind just speeds up. The mind wants to get out of the painful situation, the suffering. It can't process it. So that's what I realized by going through all these different processes of being in hell weeks. You know, it's just that.
I love that, man.
How that's the mind amazing. Processes in hell. We've all experienced it before. There's something we have to do. But even though we know this, we can't convince ourselves to sit down and get it done. Instead, we are overwhelmed with all of the distractions surrounding us. Our thoughts run rampant, eclipsing the voice in the back of our head telling us to get back on track. We feel out of control, like we can't take charge of our own actions. Temptations are all around us, and foolishly, we keep giving in to them. If this scenario resonates with you, then you are more than likely suffering from a lack of self-discipline. Self-discipline is all about being able to have control over yourself and what you do, say, or think. Because we live in a society that prioritizes pleasure over logic, we fail to realize that self-discipline is integral to our success in life. Without self-discipline, there's very little that we can accomplish. No matter how big our hopes and dreams are, we can't get to the place we want to be in life just by dreaming. Achieving success requires action. Self-discipline is important for a variety of reasons, but the major one is the fact that having self-discipline can completely change the trajectory of your life for the better. You will not only be healthier and happier once you master self-discipline, you will also find that you are a much more successful person in business, relationships, and numerous other areas of life. Self-deprecation is no longer looked down upon. Rather, it is expected. We limit ourselves by downplaying our abilities, and as a result, many people do not realize the power that they have within them. No matter how much you feel like your abilities are lacking, you are capable of achieving great things, both in your professional life and your personal life. You have the strength deep inside you to fight your way through anything life throws at you, no matter how tough. Developing a strong sense of self-discipline can completely change your life. This is coming from someone who has experienced firsthand how self-discipline can lead to great success. Before gaining a strong sense of control over my life, I often felt hopeless and lost. Now, I am on track to achieve many great things, and I consider myself a highly successful person. I firmly believe that I would not have been able to achieve what I have today if it wasn't for the fact that I dedicated myself to learning about self-discipline and how to apply it to my own life.
The only way I can learn, pretty much, even still to this day, is through repetitions. I had to put so many different reps in. It's absolutely unreal. And that's when my real work ethic began. People think it's because of my running and everything else and my weightlifting. It started with literally just trying to learn how to read and write. And I had to literally go to the store, and I bought these spiral notebooks. And we only had, like I said, an hour a week. So it's gonna take a lot more than that to learn all of school in 6 months. I had 6 months to learn all this to pass this ASVAB test. I failed it a few times before. So I had to get these spiral notebooks, and I literally had to write down everything repeatedly in these spiral notebooks to put it to memorization. And how I would pass these tests is I really didn't know what they were talking about during the test. I just memorized all these different formulas and equations and just, you know, different kind of spelling words and different kind of paragraph comprehensions and all these different kind of, I memorized all this stuff. And basically, when it came time for the test, I remembered that I saw it on page 71 or 72 or 130, because I had written it down so many times, and I could just recall it from that. So I literally developed a photographic memory through the kind of work I put in behind, you know, my studies.
We all have habits that we partake in on a daily basis. If you are struggling to develop a sense of self-discipline, then some of your habits are likely unhealthy and not contributing to your overall well-being. No matter how routine these habits have become, they are ultimately breakable habits, ones that you can get rid of with the right time and effort. Now that you are on the path to having strong self-discipline, it is time to focus on developing unbreakable habits that you will utilize in your everyday life. Unbreakable habits are a key part of self-discipline. All people have specific rituals that they may not even realize are habits. This could be waking up at a certain time every day, following a morning routine, checking your emails first thing in the morning, anything that you unconsciously do, as though these actions exist on a cycle. Though habits relating to your success and hygiene are obviously important to maintain, throughout your life, you have also developed habits that you don't realize are harming you. Perhaps when you feel sad, you unconsciously turn to food. Or maybe when you feel frustrated, you instinctively lash out at people. These actions have become so ingrained in your life that you might not realize how unhealthy they are. Even if you do recognize this, you may feel stuck, unsure of how to change the way that you respond to things. Creating unbreakable habits begins by understanding what habits contribute to developing self-discipline. Do you feel like you spend too much time per day in front of a screen? Recognize this and develop rules for yourself that you will not break. In this case, you could start by slowly cutting down screen time every day until you reach an ideal limit. Unbreakable habits are those, no matter what habits, the habits that you do every day, week, month, etc. You do these habits because they are good for you, for your health, and for your development as a person. Committing yourself to honor these habits can have a huge impact on your success in life. And if you feel like you are not where you want to be, then developing unbreakable habits can change everything. If you find that your diet often consists of junk food and processed food, then it is time to incorporate some more healthy, all-natural ingredients into your routine. Eating healthy gives you all the tools that you need to be a successful person. When you eat healthily, you are more energized, leading to greater productivity. Eating healthy also does wonders for your mood, allowing you to have a more positive outlook on work and get your tasks done efficiently. Having an optimistic outlook on life is key to being a successful leader and to maintaining self-discipline. If you find that you have the habit of overindulging in unhealthy snacks and meals, then you should work to break this habit and develop a healthy diet as one of your unbreakable habits. Starting your day off on a positive note is a crucial habit to build in order to maximize success. When you look at successful people, you will find that virtually all of them wake up early. Waking up early gives you the time you need to plan your day strategically and to get organized for the tasks that you will be completing. Once you start waking up early, you'll notice that you have more control over your life and your own well-being. If you're used to sleeping in and having lazy mornings, it's time to scrap this habit. Dedicate yourself to waking up early. In time, it will become second nature to you. Making exercise a part of your everyday routine is a great unbreakable habit for both your mental and physical health. Though you may assume that this is all exercise is good for, this is not the case. Exercise can actually make you a more successful person. Exercise does not only make us feel more positive, but also increases the likelihood that we will take more positive actions in our life. Look to the successful people around you and the ones that you see in the media. When you do, you'll realize that the vast majority of the exercise on a daily basis and stick to this routine, no matter what. In addition to all of this, exercising daily increases your productivity, leading to you getting more work done and improving how successful you are in business. Exercising also enhances your creativity, meaning that you can dominate at work and stay on top of anything your boss throws your way. Exercising helps to get you closer to your career goals. and is a vital, unbreakable habit to have.
I started this crazy stretch routine, and I literally have healed myself through the discipline I had. And what people won't believe is I got to a point where I stretched out for 8 to 12 hours a day. And it went from that to 6 hours a day. Then from 6 hours a day to 4 hours a day, the more I would open up. So the hips are your soul.
Is there like a specific routine of stretches that you would go through? Or
I would sit and stretch a whole big routine, a whole mess of like opening up your abductors, because your abductors are attached to your hips, your hip flexors, everything is attached at this region here, your midsection, your hips. And my hips got so tight that I couldn't even squat down. I had so much back pain. So that's another reason why I started running. Running, you stay upright. I couldn't squat anymore. I couldn't do any of that powerlifting stuff. So only thing I can do is run. Running didn't bother me too bad. And it got to the point where I couldn't run either. And my health got real poor. And my spine was collapsed. And I just got real sick. And basically, I healed myself. No doctor can find out what's wrong with me. So I couldn't run a lot. I couldn't do any activities. So I said, you know what? I'm going to bury myself in stretching. And what happened was I had this huge knot on the back of my head. The knot came from my spine collapsing and getting tighter and tighter and tighter. It developed fluid or whatever. Long story short, as I started stretching out, that bump started going away. And the smaller the bump got, the healthier I got. And I was like, what in the world is going on? So I shave every day. So I would feel this bump. And the bump, and you can see it right now.
Yeah. No, I can see it. Yeah.
Most people think everybody's a bump in the back of their head. My bump was like this big.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge. And the more I stretched, the more it went away. The more it went away, the healthier I got. I was like, man. So I'd be like, I'm going to keep on stretching. So my stretching became, it was crazy. And I got healthier. And I was like, my God. So I stretched more and more and more. And now I've been doing it now for 3 years. I haven't missed a day of stretching in 3 years.
Almost nothing in life is constant. Conditions and circumstances are perpetually in flux, like the winds and the tide. Which is why my mind is never fixed. I tack and adjust, forever searching for my new 100%. Age, health, and the responsibilities we carry can be limiting. That doesn't mean we should give in to those limitations or use them as excuses to let ourselves or our dreams go. But we can acknowledge them as long as we are committed to finding out what we can still do given those limits, whether they be temporary or indefinite, and maximizing that. Every day, thousands of people wake up to a life defined by newfound limitations that are difficult to accept. Maybe they've been diagnosed with a terminal disease or suffered a spinal injury. Could be they lost a limb or are suffering from PTS. More often, the shifting circumstances are not nearly so dire. Sometimes it's good news that changes the equation. Maybe you are a new parent or landed a lucrative gig that demands 10 to 12 hour workdays. Could be you recently got married, which means you have to consider more than just your own goals. No matter the variables, your new 100% is out there waiting for you to find it. The thing is, most people don't want to, because whenever you're trying to find your new anything, it means you're not who you used to be, and that can be depressing enough to give up the search. Some people use their new circumstances to dial down their effort level instead of adjusting their approach and still giving it their all to achieve their goals. You've got to work with what you have. I couldn't run or ruck, but that didn't mean I was out of the fight. No matter what you are dealing with, your goal should be to maximize the resources and capabilities you do have. If you've suffered a freak injury or received a diagnosis that changes everything, what does your new maximum effort level look like? A lot of people buy their time and wait to see what happens next, but a year or two later, they find they are still waiting. With every unfortunate turn in life, no matter how heavy the weight, you have to be committed to pushing back against that pressure with effort. No matter your age, abilities, disabilities, or responsibilities, we must all stay committed to finding our new benchmarks. Because not only does that keep your mind engaged and your demons at bay, you actually might achieve things the old you never could have conceived.